Van Lu continued to live under constant danger of having her spying exposed and Confederate authorities showing up at her door to lock her up. One time, a botched Operation Sharp launched threatened her. Lemuel E. Babcock, originally from St. Albans, Vermont, had settled on a 35-acre farm with a lumber business in Charles City County, southeast of Richmond. Constantly harassed by Confederate authorities for his opposition to slavery, Babcock was finally arrested in 1862, accused of reading abolitionist material to blacks, but eventually was released for lack of evidence. He joined the Confederate Home Guard, hoping it would divert suspicion about his loyalty, but began doing odd jobs for Van Lu's network. When Grant's force neared Richmond, the elderly Lemuel began working more for Sharp, infiltrating into Richmond on 7 occasions to collect intelligence and bring back messages from Van Lu. Considering his past run-ins with Confederate authorities, this was dangerous work. Mission failure occurred when Sharp sent Lemuel back into Richmond with an Englishman named R.W. Pole, who Lemuel was supposed to pass off to rebel officials as a Union deserter. Pole was then to make sketches of Richmond fortifications and bring them back to Grant. But unknown to Sharp, Pole was a Confederate loyalist who intended all along to betray Lemuel Babcock when the two arrived in Richmond. Pole did just that, informing the provost marshal that his escort was a Union agent. Lemuel was thrown into a cramped, dirty cell at Castle Thunder, where he languished, finally escaping execution when Union forces entered the city in April 1865. Van Lu was terrified her operative might have revealed her network to the traitor Pole, but he apparently never had, or if he did, Pole never passed the information on to rebel authorities. As a precaution, Van Lu changed her code name from Babcock to Ramona.